This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome
so blue
to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're 1 hour into the show. And so hopefully you've gotten up, had that cup of coffee, gotten ready for the day. We are here to help you with, like I said, as much of those gardening questions, problems, whatever it is that you have. So give us that call, and we'll be here to help you out. Now, I want to answer another email question. Mark has a question in regards to, he has a potted fig tree. They're in 20-inch pots. These pots are the most I can handle. How do I root prune the plants so I can add new soil as they are getting pot-bound? Do I remove the bottom root ball or remove the sides, or do I do all around? Well, the answer is simple. It is all around. On a tree like this, we're looking to kind of remove a quarter of the root ball away from the sides of the bottom. That's when you can do some of the replanting. If they have some of the larger roots, maybe try to, do some of that, because that's going to allow more space for the feeder root growth. But it's definitely all the way around versus just, the side or the bottom. Because we want to make sure we can be adding that new soil all the way around. And that's what you were, that's what you're talking about. That's what you're looking to do. So definitely all the way around to help get that tree a little bit more energy, a little bit more growth, root pruning. That's what we're looking to do, right? We're looking for it to get a little bit stronger, a little bit more to it. So definitely the entire tree is what we're looking to prune. So, Mark, I appreciate that question. Hopefully you hear it and you get some of that information to you. So good luck. I wouldn't do it yet, obviously. I'd be looking to do it in the spring, give it the whole season to grow. That's allow it to have some of that time frame. So it's definitely worth doing if you're noticing that and it doesn't necessarily have to be a fig tree, right? It can be a number of trees that are having that are in containers. That's what we want to take a look at and see, what else we can do for them, and that's one of them. So root pruning is definitely a good thing on some of your containers that have to stay as containers. So hopefully that helps you out. Now, I want to go and talk a little bit more again in regards to lawn care. I think a lot of us are going to be thinking about it more than we think this season because of the fact that, you know, we had a crazy season. We had a crazy drought. We had a time frame where our lawn was affected, right? Our lawn did not look good. And so this year, I want you to be able to be successful again, but I want you to be able to take care of it and do the right thing. So let's think about lawn care at this point in time. Get ahead of it, right? Knowing that it could take some effort, an all-out effort to really do it, but it'll be worth it. So what do we want to do? This spring is the key time for our lawn for the rest of the season. Now, if you did not notice your plants come back, your lawn come back at all in the fall, then we're looking to do pretty much a total reno. Just start over, start fresh. But if you did notice some, you know, issues, right? Some things going on with the lawn where it was, you know, if you did notice that it was okay, right? It wasn't bad, right? It wasn't terrible. All we're really trying to do is wake it up with some feed early and take care of it by getting on that five application program. But let's say you did find issues or you had issues. What are we going to do? Well, so the key is to start early. Get a lot of that area cleaned up. Get rid of some of the old and not so strong grass. That could be as easily as just raking the area, right? You know, a lot of us are going to start the season anyways, just cleaning up the lawn, cleaning up the debris, cleaning up, you know, any of the items that don't belong there. You know, you might have had some winter. You know, we have the winter where we've had a ton of rain already, so you might notice twigs or rocks coming through the lawn. You're saying, oh, the lawn's like that. Well, fact of the matter is twigs and sticks are actually part of a natural soil structure. So they're a good thing to have there. But you don't really want them on the top of your lawn, right? You want to be able to have the green lawn and be effective there. So kind of clean them up. Remove the top area. This is the time where we would look at it and say, you know, maybe it's a good time to be adding some compost on the levels once you've cleaned up, or adding more soil. You know, is it loam? Is it soil? What is it? Maybe it's a combination of both. And I'm a huge fan of product like where I worked at one point, we called it Super Loom, right? Because it was a mix of compost and loom together. So I'm a huge proponent of that. I think it is so beneficial, for your lawn. Anyways, we have a call on the line, so I'm going to get to it. So Nathan, who's up first today?
Steve is in Northampton.
Steve, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, thank you so much. I enjoy your show. I listen every Sunday. I think you've had many calls about hydrangea, but none about my specific question, which is this. I have a large hydrangea bush that was on the property when I bought it about 5 years ago, so I don't know its history. The first 3 or 4 years, it was bloomed very nicely, all white, bright white. But the last two seasons, there's only been two or three blooms that have been white, and the rest have been light green. And I wonder what's going on with that, and can I get them to be white again?
Well, we definitely can. Now, one of the things I'd look for you to do is look around the property, kind of see what is growing there, and say to determine, do you have a very acidic soil? Do you have a alkaline soil? And that could be the case where it is an alkaline soil, just based on turning it from the white to green there. It's something's missing in your soil, right? We need to get something added to the soil. And I wouldn't be surprised if, to be honest, your soil is too alkaline, which would be too, the pH level is too high. So we're looking to get it kind of in the middle. And so what I would look for you to do on this is a couple things. One, be fertilizing it with a, and it's not really a fertilizer, we're looking to fertilize the soil with a soil acidifier, because we're looking to break the pH level down a bit. And then we're going to actually fertilize it a little bit more. So I'm going to hit a break here, but I want you to hang tight with me.
Okay,
so
great.
On the other side of the break, I'll answer even more of this question. Phone number is 855-660-4261.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Steve. He has a hydrangea that is not doing what it's supposed to be doing. It's a white hydrangea, so in the paniculata family, but it's turning green versus white. So we were starting a little bit of the information before the break hit of what to do. And I said we want to add some soil acidifier because we are looking to get that soil a little bit more alkaline. Not completely acidic, but not too alkaline, because that's part of it. There's another part of this that we need to look at, and that is the environmental conditions that could have changed. So what could have changed? Now, I'm assuming in that area, I'm assuming here, so you're going to have to let me know, are there trees above this plant that maybe have gotten bigger to the point where it's getting more shade than it was when you first got there?
I would say no. There are tall trees on the property, but not near the hydrangea plant. They're pretty far away. It's in bright sun almost probably two-thirds, three-quarters of the day. There is a raspberry bush, mature one, next to it, making nice raspberries. There's nothing else close to it.
Okay. Well, okay, that's a good thing, because one of the other things that sometimes happens with white hydrangeas that causes them to do this is like a inadequate lighting. Right, where it all of a sudden it's in an area where it's sunny, then the trees grow up around it and it doesn't get as sunny. So that's one thing. So we're knocking that off the list. All right.
Okay.
The next is it's just not getting enough nutrients.
Okay. Right?
And so when was the last time you fertilized it?
I went to a local garden center, which I like, and I think they're great there. And they gave me, I bought some material that they said to sprinkle around the raindrop line in the spring. And I forget what that material was, I'm sorry, but I did that, and it did not affect. The blooms still were mostly just green. Okay. I mean, green in color. They filled out. They filled out nicely like a blossom, but the color was green. So whatever that was, it didn't work. So I thought I'd give you a call. Because you talk about Etrania a lot.
Yeah, no, definitely. So other than the, you know, that soil acidifier that I want you to use, I also want you to use a super phosphate this spring. So that super phosphate can be a 0.18.0, can also be a 0.44.0. Really what it's doing is it's a heavy boost of phosphorus that's going to push the root system a bit to help then develop more blossoms for you, okay? And I know you already have the blossoms, but this is going to help get the energy to where it needs to go. So the super phosphate is huge for that. Now the next thing I want you to do, so we're a three-step application here to kind of get it going. Because you know, the pH is one thing. We're feeding the soil in one way. Then the super phosphate is feeding the roots to help them develop, get stronger, bigger, to help those blooms stay even more. Then I want you to use a liquid fertilizer. And that can be any type of the liquid fertilizer, like a Neptune's Harvest. It can be a Peters. It could even be a Miracle-Gro type fertilizer. Because that liquid fertilizer gets to the plant quicker. But those other ones are important too. So there's more information to this, and I know you know we're talking a lot here, but I want you to hang tight again to the other side of the break, because this is an important one, because a lot of this has to do with the nutrition of the plant. This can affect all the plants. So hang tight with me. On the other side of the break, we'll give you more information on this hydrangea.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that. With soil moisture annuals, just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA News Update. A formal investigation has been launched over last year's baby formula shortage.
The Justice Department has launched that investigation into Abbott Laboratories nearly a year after a baby formula shortage rocked the nation. According to the Wall Street Journal, investigators are focused on Abbott's production facility in Sturgis, Michigan. The plant was shut down by Abbott last February after formula from that plant was linked to infants becoming sick. That closure set off the nationwide formula shortage. Abbott says they are fully cooperating in the investigation. I'm John Schaefer.
Illegal crossings at the U.S. southern border are hitting record levels. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had priests come to her San Francisco home to perform an exorcism after her husband was severely attacked back in November. A Texas woman facing up to 4 years in prison for stealing her cousin's $1 million New York State lottery scratch-off ticket. Corey Myers, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break here, talking with Steve in regards to his hydrangea, it's turning too green versus the white. So we've already had a couple things. We've already talked about a couple things. Some soil acidifier to make the soil a little bit more acidic. Right? So there's step one. We're looking at superphosphate to get the plant to be more prolific, blooming, even more than it was. But it helps keep everything strong and built the right way. So that's, we're looking at that. We also just started talking about a liquid fertilizer. We want to use a liquid fertilizer in this case multiple times during the season. The liquid fertilizer becomes available to the plant a lot quicker than the granular forms. So the granular forms are great. They're slow release. So over time, they're fertilizing the plant, which is what we want it to do. But this liquid food is going to give the plant even more nutrients when it needs it. And so we look to use something along the lines of a bloom booster or a regular liquid fertilizer. So the bloom booster, we can look at and say, we're going to use that when the blossoms are actually blooming. We can use a regular liquid fertilizer prior to that. So I've almost given you four different, and I have, I've given you four different types of fertilizer to do. And you're not going to have to do all of these every year, right? This is a year where we're trying to get it back to where we want it to. So we're going to almost have to overdo it a little bit. to make this plant stronger and better for you. And that's why I'm saying all four of these things need to get done. So we're using a liquid fertilizer, like a regular liquid fertilizer you could use, like a Neptune's Harvest, right? You know, the combination of the seaweed and fish. That's a good one to use during the growing season while it's just growing, doing its thing before it gets blossoms. Once blossoms hit, we switch over to that bloom booster. It's got a higher phosphorus level again to keep those blossoms longer and be more prolific for you. And you haven't had as much of a problem on that. I understand that, but this is just going to keep it going for season to season. And that's what we're looking to do. So this year, there's a little bit of work. But next year, you're really probably, you know, if it doesn't completely affect it, we're only looking, if it does affect it, we're looking to just do some of the liquid fertilizing. But if it doesn't affect it, we got to do the process a little bit more again. One thing I might look at doing is getting a soil sample to see where your acidity is, your alkaline level, where it is. Like, just so we know going forward that, you know, how much of the soil acidifier you really might need. Because it might just be too high. And that could be part of it. And that's part of what affects hydrangeas.
Oh, okay. So can I get that soil sample done at maybe the UMass Extension Service nearby in Amherst?
Yeah, definitely. 100%.
Okay.
So they do it right there. And you want to do it, I would want to do it early in the season because a lot of people try to get it done. So as soon as you can put a shovel in the ground, which, you know, might be late there, but as soon as you can put the shovel in the ground, that's when you want to get the soil sample done because everybody's going to be looking to do it at the same time.
Okay. Well, the soil acidifier, what is that? Is that a granular? Or
it is a granular.
And do I, the shrub is thick. It's probably 7 or 8 feet high too. It's just a big thing.
Yep.
How would I apply the soil acidifier?
So
you
would do it the same exact way as that fertilizer that your garden center that you like told you to. So you're fertilizing on the what's called the drip line of the plant. Right.
Okay.
So that is however wide the plant is and however wide the leaves go, that is the drip line of your plant. So that's the perfect spot for it.
Okay. All around it, around the perimeter then sort of.
Yeah. The way I like to do it is I'll kind of look at it and say, all right, I need to put this in four spots and pick four spots on the drip line, take a shovel. And just put it down, you know, put my foot into it, but not too hard because we don't want to affect some of the roots that are there. But put my shovel down and as far down as the shovel can go, then kind of go back and forth with the shovel so it opens up almost like a hole.
Like a trench?
Not a trench. We're not building a trench around it. We're just putting the shovel in, going back and forth a little bit so it kind of just opens up a hole. We're not looking to make it a huge hole, but just a little bit so it's in the soil. That's where we'd put the granular fertilizer into those four holes, and then you kind of just stomp around that hole that you made, and it kind of shuts it. Water it in if possible, and then let it do its thing.
Oh, so I know I'm taking a lot of time.
Oh, it's all good.
But so not like a circle around the shrub, but four holes. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. So,
okay. So
in essence, you're going to be going around the tree in a circle.
Yeah.
But it's four holes in a circular form around it. So that way it's kind of giving all aspects of the plant where it needs to be.
Okay.
All
right. Yeah.
So it's multiple steps, but at the end of the day, it's going to be worth it. You're going to notice a difference of it. I really know you will.
Okay, well, it sounds a little complicated, but I'll give it a whirl. I'll see what happens.
It does sound complicated, but that's the first part of it. That's this season. You should be good after that. You really should be.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Alrighty.
All right. Well, anything else you want to tell me about that?
No, definitely. I think we've covered everything on it, and let us know how it goes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
All right, Steve. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, I talk a lot, right? There's no denying it, but I want to make sure I give out as much information as possible because some of you might have the same exact question. You just didn't know, right? You just didn't know. So we're here to help you with that. So try to give you as much information as possible because, man, it's not easy to be successful in the garden. It takes some time. And again, I always recommend a soil sample when it comes to anything that you're having an issue with in your garden. Because that soil sample is going to tell us what else is going on. Because there's something you just don't know. And you can't tell. You can't ask the plant, hey, how you feeling? Your stomach hurt? What's going on? No, we can't do that. It would be so much easier if we could. But you almost have to treat the plants like a newborn, an infant, right? They can't tell you what's going on with them. But you got to just check out a few things. You got to do this, that, and the other thing, right? That's what you do. Anyways. Hopefully that helps out some of you that might also have those questions. But we're here for all of you with any questions you have. Just call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're almost halfway through the show. Now, we had that snowstorm. We got another one coming. I'll tell you, I used the natural alternative ice melt. Just the straight ice melt, not the CMA. Just the regular, and I'm not going to lie, I really love the product. And I'm not just saying it because they're an advertiser with us. I use it. I know it works. I've seen it work. And the fact of the matter is my driveway is always the cleanest in the neighborhood. And it's always safe. I started using it a couple years ago when I lived in Lowell, when I had I swear it was like a 75 degree angle driveway. I would use it because I didn't want to slide out into the road. I didn't want the kids to fall. I didn't want my wife to fall. I didn't want anything like that. I continue to use it here. I have a flat driveway, so it's not like it's flying down and just getting to one area. But I used it. I cleaned the yard, the storm Friday morning, right? Cleans the driveway. Got it down to pavement. It was still snowing. Put the ice melt down over the whole thing, like I always do. And it stayed black tar the whole time. It was just melting off. And I didn't use more than you're supposed to. I used what I'm supposed to do. But I did this at 9 o'clock in the morning and it stayed clear and we had snow the rest of the day off and on, right? So I'm telling you, it's a great product to use. So go to their website at natural-alternative.com. Now you can use the regular ice melt, right? Just the straight ice melt. If you have just a regular driveway that you're doing it on, but if you have an area where it is, less than 30 days, concrete, cured concrete, or less than a year, really, is the whole thing here, of concrete put down in an area. You want to use that CMA product. I don't have any of those issues, so I just go with the straight ice melt to use. But I'll tell you, it is phenomenal. It works so well, and it continues to work. You know, I'm hoping that with the storm that we have tonight, it kind of keeps working a little bit, because it does work a little bit longer than just right away, you know, instant. I'm hoping, but I'll probably have to put a little bit more down just to be, you know, precaution, especially on the storms that are a dusting to minimal. Pre-treating is the way to go, because then you don't have to shovel maybe the next day, or it makes shoveling easier. So definitely take a look at it. We had that heavy, wet snow. Probably going to be the same way coming soon. So I'm just saying, order it up so you have it. It's a good product. I stand behind it. Anyways, if you have questions, call us. 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap Seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your bio-advanced lawn care scientist. Here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine.
the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s,
affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control, and priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line. Just want to get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Joshua's in Cape Cod.
Joshua, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
Good morning.
Happy Sunday.
Yeah, you as well.
I know I called you last week about my paper whites and amaryllis. So here's what's going on with the paper whites. I do turn it a quarter every other day.
Okay.
So, you know, it gets ample light because this is four bulbs in the pot.
Yep.
But two of them are so short and the other two are way up and flowering like the Dickens. And I can't understand why the other two aren't, I guess you could say, growing.
Yep. So, okay. So what I would look at doing is I'd stop turning the plants. I would just leave the smaller shoots facing the sun.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. So leave those facing the sun the most. I would then look at the watering situation, making sure you're continuing that. But I think I think we covered a lot of that last week, where you're right exactly on where you need to be. I'd look at possibly fertilizing the entire plant with like a bloom booster, right?
Yeah.
Just to give it something else. It's going to help the roots. It's going to help the shoots as well. So I'd look at doing that, because I think that's where, you know, maybe we're missing something. Adding the extra nutrients is going to be helpful for you on this.
And that's very helpful. I have one more quick question.
Sure.
I told you, it doesn't belong to me. It belongs to my mother-in-law, but I have a jade plant that, I know it's approximately 35 years old, something around that area. It's really big. I told you the stalk is 2 inches around. It's pretty big for a jade plant. But is there anything I can do? I know it doesn't need water all the time. I know they're pretty drought tolerant. But is there anything that I can do to make it healthier during the times of the year that it goes through? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if you can even fertilize a jade plant. I have no idea.
You can fertilize a jade plant, but you really only need to do it like once a year,
okay,
right?
What should I use?
Just a light, like maybe like a minimal fertilizer. You're not looking for a ton of nutrients. Okay. You know, something that you could even use like a,
5x5 or a...
Yeah, that's what we're looking at. Not a lot to it. You want to do it after the winter, right? So after this winter happens, when it starts to get out of its dormancy period, because it's really in a dormant period at this point.
That's the
time frame. From there, you know, what else you can be doing? When was the last time you repotted it?
I'd say 2 or 3 years ago. It's in a fairly big pot.
Yep.
But, you know, I don't know, because I can't, to be honest with you, I can't pull it out of the pot. If I do, I feel I'll hurt the plant.
Okay. Well, there's a few other things we can do to try and... Yeah, so hang tight.
We're up against the break, yep.
Definitely. You've been here before with me. Anyways, for everybody else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.